AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's running for the Republican presidential nomination, tells members of the National Urban League that the decades-long effort against poverty has been misguided, wasted hundreds of billions of dollars.
For a half a century, this nation has pursued a war on poverty and massive government programs funded with trillions of taxpayer dollars. This decades-long effort, while well-intentioned, has been a losing one.
Bush highlighted his efforts while governor of Florida to reform education by expanding school choice and raising test standards. In her speech to the same group, Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton slammed Bush using his own campaign slogan.
I don't think you can credibly say that everyone has a right to rise and then say you're for phasing out Medicare or for repealing Obamacare. People can't rise if they can't afford health care.
Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have released their tax returns from 2007 through last year. The couple made more than $139 million, most of it from speaking fees. They paid nearly $44 million in taxes and donated $15 million to charities, including millions to their own foundation. Members of the bin Laden family, relatives of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, are among the four people killed in the crash of a private jet at an airport in southern England. The family, which made a fortune in the construction business in Saudi Arabia, denounced the terror group leader before the September 11th attacks. Iraq's Kurdish regional government has called on the Kurdish Workers' Party to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian deaths amid Turkey's airstrikes targeting the group. The statement from the workers from the government there also condemned Turkey for bombing civilians. Following reports, civilians' homes were damaged in attacks. Statement also calls on both sides to resume their peace talks. This is AP Radio News. A Delta Airlines pilot spotted a drone some 100 feet below his plane as he was about 1,400 feet readying to land at New York's Kennedy Airport yesterday afternoon. In this from liveatc.net, a traffic controller warns another passenger jet about the unmanned aircraft.
With caution for this arrival, the one that's ahead of you reported the drone at the Floyd Bennett Field over there, so you might see that up there.
A firefighter has been killed battling a blaze in the Modoc National Forest in Northern California. 23 wildfires burning in the state. Cal Fire Division Chief Nick Schuler says the largest fire north of San Francisco has burned across 28 square miles.
In this area, there's a lot of steep terrain. A lot of the fuels that are here have been drought stricken, so they're extremely dry. Temperatures in excess of 100 degrees, very difficult as well as access. A lot of these areas, as fire is burning, there's no roads, so dozers have to make access roads.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.